this guy is going to ruin friends for you.
Oh, why? How come? What do friends do?
This guy is evil. Okay, and I haven't tried this yet, but he's coming out and saying evil things about Jennifer Aniston and something that you're not going to be able to not unsee ever again.
Okay. What is it?
Hold on. Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. So Friends, you know, it's amazing how Friends is having a revival. I love how, like, Gen Z is discovering Friends. We don't really have shows like that. I can't think of a show that my parents grew up with that I watched that I got as into as they did. Because I feel like their shows were terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jennifer our shows Aniston. Were good. I can see why Gen Z is, like, getting into the shows that we grew up watching. You know, like Friends, The Office, like all those shows that we ran home and watched.
Right.
You know, I see why the next generation is getting into those shows because they're good shows. They're still funny. But I can't find one thing that my parents watched that's still good after all this time.
Real, I mean, I still think there's things that, I don't know. I have to take that back because I was watching Taxi is on one of the services. I don't know, HBO or Hulu right. or something. I think it's Hulu. And I said, well, there was a lot of good people in Taxi.
That's true. Christopher Lloyd and Danny DeVito.
Yeah, so maybe I'm going to go back and try to get into it. I bet it was amazing because I never watched it. I couldn't get through one episode. I mean, the first episode is horrible.
You know, it's funny you say that because I did the same thing. I watched two episodes. I watched one that got me pissed off because it was this girl that was like maybe a little thinner than me. And the whole concept of it was that she was fat and no one loved her.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the whole thing that, like, you know, Alex was befriending her and felt bad because.
And this is on Taxi?
On Taxi. Oh, it's like okay. She was too fat to love and she was probably a size 8. You know what I mean? Like, instead of being a size 0 or size 2. And I was like, I'm offended by this. Like, that's triggered. I'm triggered. And then I watched one other episode and I have to tell you, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life.
See, then you have to pick and choose.
But no, let me tell you, it was only a bit. It was a bit where Jim, Christopher Lloyd, is getting his taxi license and Jeff Connelly's character and Alex Rieger, you know, what's his face, Judd Hirsch's character, take him to the DMV and he doesn't know the answers to the question. So he asked them, he's like, you know, what is a red light? What does a yellow light mean? And they go, slow down. He goes, what does a yellow light mean? Slow down.
Okay.
What does a yellow light? But here's what's so funny. It just kept going. You know how, like, the usually humor's in threes?
Right.
This was like, it just kept going until he was like, what does? And I was crying. I was laughing so hard. It was the funniest thing. And I was like, okay, so that holds up. That's a bit that holds up over time. But the rest of the show.
Well, that's a Family Guy bit. That's a bit where you take it 3 minutes too long and you just keep it going. It's like Peter and the Frog, the dead frog. The frog could have lasted, you know, 10 seconds, but it went on for like 3 minutes.
right.
So,
oh, yeah, we just try to, like, pick up the dead frog and it keeps falling.
Right.
And it falls again. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So this guy's going to ruin Friends for you. Sorry. I have to do this.
What is a trope in media?
This is a girl.
That once you saw it, you could not unsee.
Can
is this the right person?
Can't.
Is this the right person?
Can you let me play the fucking video first?
You said guy. That's a girl.
Okay, so technically this isn't a trope, but what I'm about to say is going to ruin your life. Is going to ruin your life.
Okay, do you want to do it?
You know what?
It's going to ruin.
Yeah. I'm ready.
I'm telling you, this has messed me up all day.
All right, ruin my life.
Especially if you are a big fan of the show Friends.
I am.
You're a big fan of Friends.
I am.
He's going to do it.
Okay.
If you are a big fan of that show, I'm begging you, scroll away, because I'm going to ruin your life.
Okay. One more time.
I see. You've asked me several times. I've clicked yes every time. Yes,
Jennifer
keep going.
Aniston has this sort of vocal tick that she does at the beginning of every single sentence that she starts on any show that she's in. It's very specific and it's very hard to unsee once you notice it.
What is it?
See?
Oh my god! Yes! That's crazy because every time he played that, I mean, there's a couple of them that I've noticed where she's like, oh my, I didn't realize how many times she did that. Now
every
I can't watch Friends the same way.
Time she talks. So I warned you, I asked you three times. I said, are you sure? And you kept saying yes. So
okay, do me a favor. Will you pull up like just any random Friend episode? Because let's see if that's the case. Like, find me a random Friend episode just where she's talking all the way through. You know, maybe a scene with, you know, some famous scene with her and Ross, whatever. Just give me a scene so I can see if it's every time. Because that sounds like something that, how did we miss this? how did an entire generation miss this?
All right. Yeah, it's a new thing now. All right, so.
You know, it's one thing when I used to watch it once a week, you can miss stuff. But I've binged this show many times and I have never noticed this.
All right, so this is the highlights of Ross and Rachel. So
yeah, but I think they're just gonna
yeah.
Movie. I'm just saying, you know, it was a little hard to follow.
She just did it.
Did she?
She just did it.
Wait, go back. Let me see.
Come on, I'm not saying it was a bad movie. I'm just saying, you know, it was a little hard to follow.
Oh, she did.
I told you there were gonna be subtitles.
I know. I just didn't want to wear my glasses on our first date.
Huh. Now, Jennifer Aniston is a woman. Are you sure you're a woman?
I know. It's hard to imagine that she and I are the same species.
That I
Monica?
It would really help when I'm kissing if you didn't shout out my sister's name.
I'm just checking.
Oh.
Monica? Mom?
She did it again! Oh my god, she did do it.
Monica?
Mom?
Monica?
Wow. This is gonna ruin this.
She did it again! Oh my god!
Oh wow.
Wow, how did we miss this?
This is one scene.
She did it like three times already.
I wonder if that's a technique that she learned from somebody to where it's like smell the fart acting, but yeah. Different.
That's what Joey says, smell the fart.
But here's a
question. Does she do that in her movies? Is that something she does everywhere? I mean, I don't watch morning show. Do you watch the morning show?
Yeah, but now I got to go back and watch it.
Now I'm going to go back and watch Horrible Bosses and the morning show and see if it's just a tick that Jennifer Aniston has as an actress, or if it was something because she was just, not that she wasn't an actress before, she was in stuff, but this was her big moment, her big role, her big break.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she has acting training. I think she came from High School of Performing Arts, if I'm not mistaken. But maybe, I don't know, maybe she felt that was part of the character and just no one noticed it, or nobody was afraid to, say to her.
It makes it cute if she does it.
Lozenge? Would you like a lozenge,
yeah,
Jennifer?
Yeah, that's going to drive me crazy now. I'm going to laugh every time. I'm going to laugh more at Friends than I usually do.
Yeah, he's definitely, I would say he's ruined Friends for me, except for the fact that Friends has already ruined Friends for me. I've already watched it a billion times. I've binged it back and forth and back and forth. And you know, now I'm mad because I've got friends that are like, I have actual friends that are Friends experts that are like the kind of people that go to trivia nights where they feature Friends and they win money and stuff like that. I'm going to ask them and be like, girl, you know.
And I'm going to
mention this.
You can ask him three times. I'm going to ruin this for you. You sure you want me to ruin this for you?
No, you know, it's time. If it's, I'm ready to be ruined. Like, it's, you know, it's like telling somebody the end of Sixth Sense. If you haven't seen Sixth Sense by now, sorry.